In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, as the Christmas season continues, the Church bids us not to hurry past the mystery of the Incarnation, but to dwell within it. Still Christmas. The second Sunday after Christmas invites us to reflect more deeply upon the meaning of Christ's coming, and also to reflect on the purpose for which he was sent into the world. He was sent for a purpose. And the collect appointed for this day sets before us a very beautiful prayer of thanksgiving and hope. That prayer says, God has poured upon us the new light of his incarnate word. And we ask that that light enkindled in our hearts may shine forth in our lives. That light may shine forth in our lives. So what this is saying, that Christmas, therefore, is not only something to be remembered, but Christmas is something to be lived. Something to be lived. Not to remember December 25 every year, but to live it every day. In the epistle lesson from the prophet Isaiah, we hear the voice of the Anointed One declaring his mission. What was his mission? His mission was, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And these words, later spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ himself, reveal the purpose of his coming. The purpose of his coming, to preach good tidings to the meek. So he is also sent to bind up the brokenhearted. He's also sent to proclaim liberty to captives. He's also sent to comfort all who mourn. So Isaiah reminds us that the incarnation, God becoming man, is God's answer to human suffering. God becoming man is God's answer to human suffering. The light that shines at Christmas is nothing more than a healing light. The light that shines at Christmas is a healing light. Why? Because that light enters places of sorrow. That light enters places of injustice. That light enters places of despair. That light does not condemn, but that light restores. So Jesus Christ comes not only to forgive sins, but Jesus Christ comes to make all things new. All things new. And then the Gospel according to St. Matthew presents us with a quieter seed from our Lord's early life. Herod is dead, and Joseph is instructed in a dream to return with Mary and the child from Egypt. So look at this now. What began in fear and flight now moves toward fulfillment. The Son of God, though innocent, has already known exile and danger. Already known exile and danger. So in the gospel, we see again the faithful obedience of St. Joseph. What did St. Joseph do in all of this situation? He listens. He listens to the word of God, and he acts upon the word of God without hesitation. Joseph, therefore, on this second Sunday after Christmas, teaches us that God often works through quiet faithfulness rather than dramatic display. Over and over in Joseph's life, in many of the apostles' lives, God worked through them through faithful, quiet faithfulness rather than dramatic display. So the light of Christ advances through obedience. Joseph was obedient. The light of Christ advances through trust, and the light of Christ advances through perseverance. I want us to remember those three: obedience, trust, and perseverance. This return from Egypt also reminds us that Christ has entered fully into our human story. He sanctifies even uncertainty and displacement by his presence. So there is no place in human experience where Christ has not gone before us. None. So together, the collect, the epistle, and the gospel teach us that the light of Christmas abides. It accompanies the Holy Family through danger and through homecoming alike. Joseph and Mary and the child were in danger, but that light kept them. It accompanied the Holy Family through danger and homecoming. It heals the brokenhearted. It sets the captives free. It makes the lame to walk again. And it makes the blind to see. And guides the faithful step by step. So as we continue, my brothers and sisters, in this holy season, let us pray that the light God has poured upon us may be truly enkindled within our hearts. May it shine forth in patience. May it shine forth in charity. May it shine forth in quiet obedience to God's will. And as we await the full manifestation of Christ at Epiphany, may we walk confidently in his light, knowing that he is with us always. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.